I'm Katie Gilkey with the Farm and Ranch Report. Today, we're checking in with Syngenta agronomist Don Drader. He provides a Pacific Northwest update on the winter wheat crop condition.
Well, now that we're finally getting out in the field with that, after all that winter moisture we have, we're finding that there's a lot of stripe rust that's carried over in our winter wheat. I think the blanket of snow protected that rust. So we're seeing a lot of rust spores out there. Both Fieldman, Syngenta sales reps, University are all finding and identifying stripe rust scattered throughout the Columbia Basin, eastern Washington. I've heard from Oregon they are also seeing a lot of stripe rust. I haven't heard anything specific out of Idaho, but I would assume that where we're identifying it in the Pullman area, it's probably over in the northern Idaho area also.
Drader continues.
Growers are probably gearing up to put their early season herbicide application on and also maybe do a little top dressing, little fertilizer. So this would be an ideal time to add a Trivapro fungicide application. Trivapro is Syngenta's new three-way combination fungicide. It's got azoxystrobin, propiconazole, which the growers would be familiar with as Quilt, and then a new SDHI called Solatinol, which seems to have very extensive activity on rust. So we're gearing up for lots of early season applications right at herbicide timing.
That's the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.